Unit 7. Lessons 5 and 6.
Exercise 3C.
When I look at any of his paintings, I find them fascinating. I can look at them for hours. There's so much detail. He had a wonderful mind. And he was obviously such an observer of life. He saw even the smallest details, the details which maybe a cartoonist or a documentary filmmaker would see today. There's really a sense in which many of his pictures are like documentary records of life in the Middle Ages. But the Tower of Babel is different. The detail is there in the attention to all the small things there, but instead of working from something that he's observed, he is working with the Tower of Babel from a biblical legend, and he had to paint the picture in his mind before putting it onto canvas. What I see when I see the picture is a monument to man's folly, the belief that man had that he could reach the sky. And in the Middle Ages, the safest way to do this probably still seemed to the artist like it did in biblical times, to keep on building until you reached the sky. You just built as high as possible. And that struck me in the picture. In the picture, you had that sense of a huge and massive structure reaching into the clouds. You can see the clouds round the top of the building. But still, it's an impression of man's folly. And that's where the confusion comes in. The building, and this is a kind of cartoonist's dream because he is also a cartoonist, the building is a mess. It didn't work because the people building it couldn't communicate with each other, and that's shown beautifully in this painting. So you get this strong sense of the picture of God smiling down at man's folly and men scuttling around like tiny ants trying to achieve something which God already knows that man can't achieve. Now, Escher's woodcut of the Tower of Babel is a different thing altogether, and the impression I have varies. This soaring height of the tower, but I also have this impression of an extremely organized mind. A man who liked straight lines, a man who worked with symmetry, struggling to produce the confusion of the Tower of Babel in his picture. And there's none of the chaos, total chaos, which exists in Bruegel's picture. It's the tiny figures of men communicating or trying to communicate with each other, but none of the sense of massive chaos which you get in Bruegel's picture.